Grace to you, peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is risen. Friday, he was dead. Saturday, he was dead and buried. Today, this morning, it is with joy that we proclaim Jesus is risen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we get to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, today is a wonderful day, but that first Easter morning, it was much more confusing and even quite frightening. It was a Sunday morning. The Passover Sabbath was over, and as dawn was breaking, a group of women who had followed Jesus throughout his ministry were making their way to the tomb so that Jesus could be properly buried. They didn't know if all of the appropriate oil and spices had been used. They had also been forced to wait through that Passover Sabbath, and so now they were on their way to do what they could for their fallen master. Arriving at the tomb is when the confusion and the fright both begin, because the stone is rolled away. Who did that? Had someone seen them or heard them coming? Did something happen? Was someone still there? What should we do? All of these things just whip through their minds and their conversations, and eventually they did go into the tomb, and it was empty. What happened? Did someone steal the body? Are they still there? What's going on? And as they stand there perplexed, two men in dazzling clothes stand beside. Now this is when the fright ramps up a little bit more. Because not only is the stone rolled away and the body gone, but now there are strange figures among them, startling them. It's kind of like what my sisters did to me. They would stand behind the door and you'd walk into the room and they'd jump out and go, boogie, 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 boogie. Now that's not what the angels were doing, but it's what happened. These angels appeared and startled everyone. These dazzling angels then asked why women are looking for the living among the dead. This adds to the confusion, because these women were looking for Jesus who was dead. The angels give the news that they have wanted to give. He's not here. Not since the angel hosts above a Bethlehem hillside has there been such joy in bringing good news. He's not dead. Jesus is risen. Now this strikes those women to their core. And then they hear the angels say, remember how he told you that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they had heard all of this from Jesus himself. So this should not be confusing, this should not be unsettling, and yet it is. Because right up until that minute, for those women, Jesus was dead and they had come in mourning. So why did the angels ask them to remember? Why? Because it seems that they had forgotten everything that Jesus had done. They had remembered that Jesus was important to them. They remembered Jesus making them feel better. And that was why they were coming in mourning. Jesus had been important. Why else would they have come with spice and oil? But you see, it really wasn't just those women. The disciples were locked away in a room for fear of Jews. Cleopas and his companion were starting their trek from Jerusalem down to Emmaus, whining about losing Jesus. No one was seeming to remember what the angels were reminding all of us of. They were not remembering anything said or did. So what should they remember? The angels remind these women of something that Jesus had said not once, not twice, but three times. Jesus had announced to anyone who was listening that he would be betrayed and arrested in Jerusalem, that he would be crucified and die and rise again. But from the first time to that very first Easter morning, the disciples and the others around him, they didn't want to hear that announcement. That announcement had led to Peter being scolded. It had led to lots of whispered questions and conversations among the disciples. And none of them could move into that final joy-filled part of the announcement, the one about resurrection. But that's what they were all called to remember. But they were also called to remember everything that Jesus did. Everything he did for them as individuals, yes, but also for everyone else. Jesus was not a conqueror or a warlord. He was not judgmental, condemning, demanding, or callous. Jesus loved all, cared for all, saw and heard everyone for the people that they are. And so rather than wallowing in grief and sadness, the angels are urging these women to remember the love of God that they witnessed in Jesus and to remember the call that we all have to follow him. We read in Luke's gospel that the women did remember. Inspired by angels, they remembered Jesus' announcement, and that in the last bit started to make sense now. That last part, the one about rising again, began to seem real and excited, standing there in an empty tomb, remembering his life call. The women rushed back in joy and they told everyone everything. They shouted in joy. They told the story in joy. They went to live their lives in joy. Inspired by the resurrection Jesus, these women lived their lives in joy, and that is why we are here. We gather this morning. We gather with family and with friends, maybe some of those friends that we haven't seen in a while. We gather in song and prayer to listen and to remember that Jesus is risen. Now, we may not have forgotten as much as it seems the disciples and the women had, but the world around us does its best to distract us from the amazing joy of this day, the amazing joy of our proclamation. The world asks, now could this have really happened? Or it says things like, I've never seen anything like that, so could that possibly be true? Or it could be just something as petty as, where are you going? You'll be late for brunch. But today isn't about how, and it's not about being witness as it happened, and it's not even really about brunch. Today is about the triumph of God's love. In love, Jesus went to the cross to die for us, to save us from our sinfulness. In love, Jesus rises from the dead, leaves an empty tomb so that we have access to that grace, access to that love and mercy, to the forgiveness, life and salvation, all coming from God, the God of love. We tried to be like God and failed. So God came to be one of us, Jesus, to save us. This is what today is all about. And we now get to go and live in joy. We get to live in the joy of knowing God's unconditional love for us. We get to live in the joy of following Jesus and loving our neighbors as we are able. We get to live in the joy of sharing this love however we can, however often we can, for as long as we can. The love of God in Jesus our Savior calls us to remember and to live in joy. So let us remember, Jesus is risen. And now go live our lives in the joy of the Lord. Amen.